This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Look at these perfect fields out there.
What's that?
The perfect football fields, the practice fields out here. And this is why they're perfect, because they spend all this time working on them. The guys are out there. They got three guys out there with divot mix.
Yep.
Filling in the divots.
After every practice.
Love it.
After every single practice. Thanks to the people out here that has made this week fly by at the Meyer Performance Center. We do appreciate it. We'll be at the Dream Cruise tomorrow. And I mentioned before the break, new favorite in the American League. Did you see this, Scott Anderson?
I have not.
Okay. Any guesses as to who it is?
It's going to be one of two teams. Either Seattle or Toronto would be my guess. And I'll go Seattle.
Seattle is now the favorite to win the American League at plus 350. Toronto is plus 375. Detroit is plus 400. Houston is plus 475. Yankees plus 600, the Boston Red Sox plus 700, Texas plus 1600, Cleveland plus 2500.
So there is not a ton of separation between the top three teams there.
No.
I mean, it's 50.
Yeah. I mean, and for people who don't understand how the system works, if you bet, if you're plus 350, that means if you bet $100 and your bet comes through, you win $350.
That's correct.
In Detroit's case, being plus 400, here comes the mowers.
Right.
If being plus
400. 5 minutes, man. It's all we need.
Detroit being plus 400 means about $100. And if the Tigers win the American League, you win $400, which probably is like the lowest it's been. Like probably the longest odds they've had in a while, even the way they've played lately. But we asked people through much of the day, are you feeling a little bit better? And there's not a whole lot of people feeling a lot better, maybe a little bit better, but I don't know the confidence has been reinstilled, and I get it. I don't think it should be reinstilled. I just, you know, you look around baseball and you go, okay, if the Dodgers can get swept by the Angels, and the Angels can come to Detroit and lose a series, and then take on the Dodgers and sweep them, if the Dodgers can blow a 9-game lead, they're now a second-place team, and they're healthier, by the way. It maybe has some people going, okay, what the Tigers are going through is typical even for good teams. And it's funny because I think the metric that I use to determine how good or bad you are, it's ultimately the record. But when you're not hitting on all cylinders and still winning games, I think that's a sign of a pretty damn good team. But, you know, it's not a dominant team. And for a while there, they look like they might be a dominant team.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing so well. And it's things have obviously have changed. And you know, look at the last 10 games. Seattle is 8-2 in their last 10 games. They are chasing the Astros, and they're catching up quickly there. The Tigers are 5-5 in the last 10. The Guardians are 7-3. Obviously, they've made up a bunch of ground. And then you're getting some separation now in the East, because Toronto has just been lights out great, although slowing down, 6-4 in their last 10. But nobody else is better than 5-5 in that division in that same stretch. Look, there's 40 games left. It's not going to be easy to salt this away. I think they'll do it, and I think they'll do it with plenty of games to spare. But for our own sanity as Tiger fans, you'd like to see, you know, a little bit more comfort level than what we've seen over the last couple weeks, where it has been some nail-biting stuff here. 6.5 game lead looks pretty good. They've got 4 games coming up at Minnesota. Excellent chance to get off on the right foot tonight with Tarek Skubal on the hill, taking on, was it Bailey Ober?
Yeah.
Who just got lit up by the Tigers last time they faced each other a couple weeks ago. He gave up 7 runs on 11 hits, including 4 home runs to the Tigers in over 5 innings of work there. So, you know, this is a matchup that should favor the Tigers quite heavily.
Dude, Skubal, like, is such a... such a stud, and to have him on a night like this where the team's trying to get back into gear, you know, knowing that you're throwing him every 5 days, I remember we felt this way about having Justin Verlander. when you don't have the guy, you're jealous of the team that does have the guy. And we had the guy in JV, and now we got the guy in Scooble.
We had two guys for a while.
Yeah, we did. And the thing about Scooble is there's still boxes he needs to check, right? A postseason, you know, solid postseason would be one of them. You know, leading this team, I think, you know, we just gave the odds to win the American League. I don't look at this as a team that I think, well, if this group doesn't win the World Series, what a disastrous season. I might feel that way in a few years when guys get a little bit older. Maybe they're a little bit more favored. Maybe they're even getting to the end of the rope. Like, I feel like the window is kind of just opening for this Tiger team. But I you know, I'm having Scuba to go tonight. Because they're, like, yesterday, the stuff that sticks with you, I think of the Javi at bat in the fourth inning. Three pitches, none of them in the strike zone, three swings and misses. And that's the stuff that we saw when the Tigers were the worst version of themselves. You see that in a game. You see a team, bases loaded, nobody out, only get one run. And that can be a that can rattle you as a fan. The other side of it, Troy Melton. Troy Melton has become a fascinating figure in this late season Tiger playoff chase.
It's crazy to think that he could be one of the keys down the stretch here, and yet that, yeah, he can be. I don't know how they're going to use him, if he's going to be in the rotation the rest of the way. 40 games left. That would be, you know, eight times through the rotation. He's already thrown 97 innings this year between the minors and the majors. Last year was a career high for him at 100. So, you know, start doing the math on how many innings you think A.J. Hinch is going to give him. And I think you're going to find that they'll find ways to get him to start some games. But I don't think it's going to be every 5 days. I think they're going to be very careful about this because they want to be able to maximize his innings.
Well, let's put it to you like this, too. He's got a lot of proving to do himself. But
sure,
the early returns
look great.
Really, really good.
I mean,
Troy,
particularly the fifth inning yesterday. I think he was perfect through four. Then in the fifth inning, he gives up a leadoff double.
Yep.
And like, oh, no. The way this game is going, one run may be all it takes, right?
Yep.
And runner on second, nobody out, and he strikes out the side. And gets to the dugout, gets the handshake, the hug, and everybody, you know, the accolades that he deserves. And then Sawyer Gibson Long comes in, and he tosses two perfect innings as well. Or shutout innings. He was great.
All right, before we wrap it up, one final thing, kind of fun. Happy birthday to Colt Keith.
Oh.
Who turns 24 today. Gator?
24.
Where were you and what were you doing when you were 24 years old?
So it would have been I would have just finished up my first year at the radio station. So I was still working in the mailroom, still living at home. And probably you would have found me, easy to find me, at the lodge at Orchard Lake. Before they moved locations, I was...
You were a regular?
I was definitely a regular at the
Norm.
Lodge. A lot like that, yeah. A lot like that. And it was great. I used to love going there when I was younger. And a lot of my friends, it was a core group of guys. We'd go to the bar and have a great time.
When I was 24, I was in my first job in radio, full-time, first year. It was the year that Cordell Stewart completed that pass.
That's my brother got married on that day. Yep.
Yeah. That was year one. I was living in Ann Arbor in a two-bedroom apartment, three dudes. I had a bunk bed. I was in the bottom bunk.
Bunk bed?
Yeah.
A bunk bed?
Yeah.
You're a grown-ass man.
I know, right? I was doing a little TV work at the time as well. Kang, where were you and what were you doing when you were 24?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sorry, guys. My headphone just went out for a second there.
That's all right. Where were you and what were you doing when you were 24 years old?
I was following Gator's path. I was at this radio station. I think I finished my first year, a part-timer. But I was not living at home. I was living on my own. But, I was not as far along as Colt Keith or even Penny Sewell. But 24, I thought I was doing pretty good.
You're still doing great.
I was questioning every decision I made.
At the age of 24?
Well, yeah, because at 24, you're like, okay, you start your career path, and mine started very slowly, as you know, because working on the mailroom. But I did not want to leave the Detroit area. I could have gone to, you know, everybody cites Alpena. Could have gone to Alpena and started my career there, but it's not what I wanted to do. And at the time, I wasn't even, I didn't know that it was going to be sports radio. So I just wanted to work at a radio station in Detroit, which I was doing. But the experience I got was invaluable, learning every aspect of the building, from sales to production to promotions to the on-air product, which was talk radio, which was, it was great, and I loved that. But at the same time, I had friends of mine that were taking a chance, moving out to L.A. to do whatever it was they were going to do. And there were four guys together who were going to move out there. Like, you got to come with us. I'm like, yeah, didn't do it. And I'm glad I did, and things worked out wonderfully.
I felt like everybody else was making more money than me, too.
Well, without question, Everybody's making more money than I
was. Rico Beard, we ask you the question. It's Colt Key's birthday. Happy 24th to Colt. Where were you and what were you doing when you were 24 years old?
Wow. 24, I believe I was getting close to, like, I was in the middle of grad school, I believe. So, yeah, I was at MSU in grad school.
And this was a, were you going for a master's?
Yes. Graduate school. Yes.
Yeah. And you remember where you were living and what you did to entertain yourself?
I was living downtown in a luxurious Capitol Commons apartments.
Nice.
So, yeah, I could see the Capitol building from my patio. That was great. Sweet. Yeah. Certain nights, if you looked the right way, when the Lug Nuts would win a game on Friday, they would light fireworks. So there you go.
Gotcha. Mike, where were you when you were 24? Were you here or were you in Lansing? You were here, right?
They want to know where you were at when you were 24.
I was here.
Yeah, I thought so.
Booming.
I thought so. All right, boys, have a great show. We'll be at the Woodward Dream Cruise tomorrow. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.